Well, the only people responsible for America's failure in Afghanistan are the Americans themselves, who went into Afghanistan in 2001 without any real mandate at all. It was a total disaster from the beginning. They said that they were trying to hunt bin Laden, even though the Taliban said in 2001, that they would hand bin Laden over to the United States if certain protocols were reached, and Pakistani authorities would have almost certainly cooperated in that. So the entire premise for the U.S. being in Afghanistan was false to begin with, and bin Laden is, of course, long gone. If one believes the assassinated former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, he was dead even before the United States said that he was. What's really going on is that the United States wants the very rich minerals that lie below the surface of Afghanistan. It's a very wealthy country below the surface, and because of this, America has made it a very poor country and a very dangerous country above the surface. What we are seeing, though, because of America's foolishness, which has been augmented by Donald Trump's so-called troop surge in Afghanistan, is that a new alliance for peace is forming in the region. It is being led by the efforts of China, by Russia, and by Pakistan, and by Iran, all of whom want the United States gone from Afghanistan, and all of whom want to see stability return to the region, both for security reasons and, of course, because economically, One Belt, One Road, the Chinese trading initiative, will benefit greatly from a smooth Afghanistan road, which will link many countries, including Tajikistan, Pakistan, Iran, and others. We could even see the port at Gwadar in Pakistan, built by China, and the port at Chabahar in Iran, link up as part of a wider transport corridor in One Belt, One Road. All of this America knows, and all of this America wants to stop, because the United States can only exert its bullying power over other countries if they're economically dependent on it. And if such a cooperative initiative was successful, and I have no doubt that it will be, the United States would lose its leverage. Now, in terms of Trump's anger at Pakistan, this is indeed because the United States has lost a lot of its leverage over Pakistan. Now that China is Islamabad's most important partner, they can afford to tell the United States what they actually think. Gone are the days of military dictators in Islamabad installed by the United States. Pakistan is reclaiming its country and reclaiming its sovereignty, and this can only be a good thing for the wider region. It's why they say no more illegal drone strikes in our country. If we don't give permission, we will shoot any U.S. drones down. Many Pakistani people, as individuals, have wanted, and indeed as political parties, have wanted this for over a decade. Another important development is that Pakistan and Iran are intensifying positive relations, which is very good. Even though some members of the Pakistani press haven't entirely internalized this reality, Pakistan and Iran now have a common enemy, and they have always had common mutual needs to cooperate for their own distinct advantages. The first tweets that Donald Trump made yesterday were about Iran and Pakistan, and both of which were negative. He criticized Pakistan, called it a supporter of terrorism, as he did before. He said that we're withdrawing money as a punishment to Pakistan, and then he incited sedition and possibly, by some interpretations, even terrorism against the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's also a matter of truth that both the Gwadar port in Pakistan and the Chabahar port in Iran are subject to terrorist attacks from Al-Qaeda-linked Baluch terrorists that are funded by many American partners in the wider region. So these are just two areas where cooperation is important for a mutual security benefit, and it's also important, of course, for the mutual trading benefits that will come from linking the neighbors in One Belt, One Road. Afghanistan, therefore, is like a permanent U.S. base to try to disrupt this. And the only solution is for countries like Pakistan and its other partners to cooperate even further, build more and more mechanisms to become fully economically independent of the United States. And that way, the U.S. won't be able to use any form of leverage over Pakistan or others the way it has in the past.